Welcome to Teachers Off Duty. If you've never joined us before, my name is Rebecca Rogers. I'm R. Rogers World on all social media.
I'm Lauren Woolley, Mrs. Woolley in Fifth on all social media.
I'm Brie Richardson, Honest Teacher Vibes on all social media.
And for the next few weeks, we have our good friend Barry White Jr. joining us. Barry, go ahead, introduce yourself.
Hey, everybody. I'm Barry White Jr. on social media. It's Barry White Jr. _. Check me out.
You got two underscores?
Two underscores. You needed two, baby. Not one. Not one.
Why you hit him with the smolder at the end, though?
Huh?
Why you hit him with the smolder? You smoldering
the
smolder right now.
Oh, this is how I do it now.
You going to smolder the whole episode?
Like, that's just how I do.
I'm saying, these views about to be popping on this episode. I'm going to read the comments
so
on this
natural,
episode.
So natural, baby. I'm on natural.
Oh, my God. Now you just hamming it up.
Right. So Barry is a little bit different than previous guests that we've had because Barry is not a regular classroom teacher. He's an administrator. Do you want to tell them a little bit about your background in the schools? Not necessarily the schools, but like what you do?
Absolutely. Just want to start off. I typically wear suits. I got scolded for not coming in three-piece in the summer
and
heat
cologne.
Of 90 degrees.
It's just very out of character.
No, I don't have the cologne on. You can pretend. Dial in blue, Versace. So
shameless plug.
Really quick, give me a sponsor. So, but I actually was a fifth grade teacher. I started out as a fifth grade teacher
for
the
last fifth grade.
Yep, for 7 years. Was deemed the handshake teacher, for doing some handshakes with my students, something like that. Then I transitioned to be a vice principal. So now I'm a sitting vice principal in Charlotte, North Carolina. Impacting and doing the same things I was doing as a teacher. Now I'm just doing it as a school leader, keeping it fresh.
So you're a good admin. You're a good one.
So here's the thing.
He's like, let me stop you right there.
We have to shift this narrative about admin, Bree. I'm just,
Barry, it's some crappy admin out there. You ain't one of them, big bro, but it's some crappy admin out there.
I appreciate the lift up, but listen. I'm gonna speak for my brother and sister, and I'm on this side. I'm on all sides, actually. Let me change that up. There's some great admin out there that never left the classroom mentally, and we still there. We see teachers, we see our colleagues. We don't see the people that work for us, right? So we just gotta keep that in mind. I'm different.
You're a good admin.
I love that. And I think a good administrator is really so important. Those that have really good admin don't realize how much more stressful and anxiety-ridden teaching can be
without that
support.
Absolutely.
So I know, Brie was really lucky and had some really great admin. I think that now that the school that Lauren's at, she has some really great admin.
I was just going to say, and those of you who have had really crappy admin and then gone to a school where you have better admin,
you know exactly what that is.
You can see the difference. Facts. And it makes a night and day difference in the environment that you work in.
Right, 100%. I definitely got to agree with that because I'm not going to name anything, but once upon a time, I heard a story of, a school that might not have been so, culturally lifted up. The spirit wasn't really going through the school. It was more dark clouds. In the school I'm at now, you tell the difference. When you walk in the building, first thing you're going to see is me in front door with a boombox. I'm going to say boombox for my people that's looking at. And there's a few videos out there. Boombox. I'm playing a little Joe Budden, Pump It Up. You familiar with that? Are we familiar with that?
Yeah.
Okay. I switched up to Kids Bop sometimes. That's the first thing.
Kids Bop.
Hey, listen. It be going.
The latest. Some wings and pizza.
Yeah. Kids Bop be bumping sometimes.
The Truth Hurts remix? Come on.
On the Kids Bop.
On the Kids Bop.
I'm going to have to listen to that, baby.
It's something different.
Hey,
kids be coming in there. Who hurt you, baby? You in kindergarten. What's going on? So first thing you come in, again, that sets the tone, right?
Right.
I remember this first day. Nobody, I'm new, so they don't really know me like that. They heard about me. They seen what I did in the classroom.
Right.
And
right.
They see how energetic, how I am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a lot, but I'm going to bring it every day, right?
Same.
A lot. But so the first day, they all gathered in front, ready to open the doors for the carpool line. So then I come out, good morning. Good morning, everybody. They don't really know me yet. I'm the vice principal in my big suit and all,
Right, always
so
they with a suit.
Good morning, a little uptight. I go back, come back out, trailing with a whole music box. First thing, check this out. First thing it goes, we're going to play music, all right? And then fast forward a week later, Mr. White, what? Let's get some of that jam going on. You know what I hit him with? Before I let go. You know, that's how I go. We start, now everybody's two-stepping in the carpool line while they open the doors. They two-stepping. But again, the little things.
Fun that, environment. That matters, yeah.
I love that. Interjecting a little bit
that
into
is
our
so
staff.
Great.
They're the ones that's going to inject Fact. The energy into our students. Fact. You know. Mm-hmm.
And that's like a great Ooh. Example of an administrator that like it, obviously doing their job, but also making the job a little bit more fun and exciting mm-hmm. for everyone else. You know, those parents, like carpool line, like I'm not a parent, but even I know that carpool line sucks, you know, sitting there waiting in your car. But like that's just something so simple that makes it just mm-hmm. a part of their, like it's really a part of their day. It's a part of their routine and it's Absolutely. A funner part of their routine.
Right. Yeah, so, and I'm sure no like staff member wants to feel like they have to be intimidated by their admin or like right. afraid of their admin and like breaking down that barrier by like just starting off on the first day, busting out some tunes. Like that's,
That's
like
awesome.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
And
so
we know that it is still summer break. Like we know we've been talking a lot about school, but we just really wanted to introduce our friend Barry.
Yeah, we wanted to introduce y'all to Barry.
We love him.
Yeah.
But we know it's still summer break. We wanted to talk about some of the realities for summer break for a lot of teachers. Like what do teachers actually do on summer break?
Here's another thing though. They do not have to wear teacher clothes over summer break. So before we start, we're going to talk about teacher style box. Before we get started, because it is absolutely phenomenal.
Perfectly.
But Becca always
goes crazy. I was going to say, I away from my clothes.
Okay.
I know, almost ran away from the microphone again. Y'all know I'm not allowed to sit in the middle
Becca
anymore.
Running away from the mic.
Our next few episodes are sponsored by Teacher Style Box. Let me tell you, I love this thing. I didn't understand. Oh, I just ran into the mic again. I didn't understand.
All right, get the headset. Where's the headset?
Get the Britney Spears headset.
I told them that I need like a Britney Spears headset that just follows me wherever I go. That would solve Britney so many Spears, problems. Yes. Y'all know I get excited. But anyways, Teacher Style Box is amazing, okay? It's a clothing rental subscription box. So pretty much every week or really every day you can go back, check new arrivals, new items, and just whatever you like you put in your little virtual closet. Mm-hmm. And every week the company will literally pick two styles that you put in your closet mm-hmm. and they will send them to you in this box. Ooh. So in this box you will get like a little Teacher Style Box booklet with more information on mm-hmm. you know, you don't have to wash them. It has a little bag for you to send them back. You can just stick the bag in your mailbox. It has a little, what's it called, little
mailer.
Yeah. Thank you. I don't use the postal service very often, except for Teacher Style Box.
And what's mail?
How much is it a month, Becca?
It's, what, isn't it $40
$45
a month. But it's about $45 a month. But if you use our code TEACHERSOFFDUTY, you get a whole month, 30 days for free. That would be like 5 boxes. That would be like 10 clothing articles. So again, you get the box. It has the clothes. It has the mailer. It has little information about how you don't have to wash them, a little bit about like where Teacher Style Box comes from. You wear them. You take Instagram pictures in them like I do because they're just so pretty.
Is there any like limit to how long you can keep them?
No, I mean, don't keep them for like a year. That's not cool. But, you know, usually what I do is I will usually get them like Sunday, Monday. I will wear one on Monday, I'll wear one on Tuesday, and then on Tuesday, as I'm wearing the last one, I'll go into my account and I'll click return notified, mm-hmm. just to let them know that I'm going to be returning them. You're not supposed to hit the button until like you actually put it in the mail, but the owner said it was
okay.
But
at any given time, you could have 4 pieces of clothing.
Right, and,
in any
and if you really if like you, a piece, right. you can purchase it
exactly.
and keep it forever.
And it's at a 90% discount too. So like I wore this one dress, it was a beautiful purple dress, like that scallops at the neck. If you mm-hmm. follow my Instagram, you've probably seen it. I loved
Becca
it.
Becca plugging this Instagram.
You know, it's fine. But anyways, literally, like, I was able to get it at a 90% discount. Yeah. You know, anything in Teacher Style Box that you fall in love with, 90% discount. I love it. Like, I feel
it's
pretty.
Good,
there's
it's
some
a good
really,
service for teachers.
And it's very size inclusive. Yes, and it is, there are thousands of different mm-hmm. styles from over 150 brands. So there's something for everyone on there.
So admin can get in on it.
I don't know if they got 3-piece suits
have,
and there's no men's clothes.
We don't have men's clothing yet.
Yes. But they're working.
Not the time forward?
We're working on it, Barry.
Okay. I'm just.
Listen, but they have
there.
Ralph Lauren, they have Express,
Banana
they have
Republic,
Loft, they have J, like they have some of my favorite clothing brands, and again, I've really liked it. It's really awesome if, you know, especially pregnant women, maternity clothes. Yep, that's an entire wardrobe clothes that you have to buy because, you know, your body's changing.
Right.
It makes sense that to not buy clothes that you're only going to wear for a couple months and then maybe never wear again. So I really like it. And shout out to Teacher Style Box for just being awesome. I love it.
So once again, make sure that you use our code TEACHERSOFFDUTY and you can get a free 30-day trial. Hit it up. Fill up that closet because it's fun to just like, even it's like window shopping. Like, I like this, I like this. And then they'll just send you like a surprise package. So
I love it so much.
It's awesome.
It's a really smart idea.
Isn't it?
It's really so smart. Cool.
Yeah, you can return it. Listen, teacher,
we can't
new
afford clothes.
And when you get like, and when you get,
especially
like,
after the pandemic when you was able to dress like a bum at home, oh, everybody pocket
nobody's,
was hurting.
I was going to say, nobody's clothes were fitting them after the pandemic anymore. Right. So, we had to get some new ones.
You can get like two boxes a week, kind of, you know, if you get one at the beginning and then you send them back and you get another one at the end of the week. I mean, that's a lot of clothes.
You could potentially get like $45 a month.
Right.
So I feel like we're still talking about the school year. So I want to transition to talking about what teachers do over the summer, because I feel like there's a lot of misconception about what teachers do over the summer.
Is that right?
And I feel like,
I want to hear what admin do too.
I feel like when we were kids, we thought our teachers were like these blameless people who ate their little cottage cheese sandwiches in the teacher's lounge.
Cottage cheese?
Drank their Diet Coke and they ate their little peppermint patties.
I'm sorry. What the hell is that lunch?
I'm going back to a teacher I had when I was in middle school.
I need to question that psychopathic lunch.
Right. I'm going back to a teacher I had when I was in middle school.
Wait, in Charleston?
Huh?
In Charleston, South Carolina?
No, you had a teacher that was eating York peppermint patties.
I used to go to Charleston in the summer for my grandma. That's what she had in her little case. With peppermint
patties. Peppermint patties.
Yeah.
I bet it was hot as hell in your grandmama's house, too. My grandmama, I walk in her house in the summertime when I got to spend time at her grandma. It's hot as hell in here. You ain't going to turn no air conditioner.
That's my mom's house. I just built a house a year ago. And while we were building, my husband and I were living at my mom's house. And she doesn't believe in air conditioning until it's like 95 degrees outside. She just opens all the windows and doors and is like, it's fine. And we're all just like melting. It's not fine. You walk in my house and it's like walking into a freezer.
Yeah,
I love it.
Meat locker.
Mm-hmm.
I think that people think we, you know, sit in our classrooms and steal great papers over the summer, or, you know, like your kids, you teach elementary. Mm-hmm. They see you out in public, they're like, you eat food? you don't sleep under your desk?
Seriously. Many comments like that of people that are like, whenever I post something that's just like my regular life, I get so many comments that are, I forget that teachers have lives. Like, what do you, I'm just a person.
You guys have lives?
Right.
And stop throwing shade on them teachers wearing two pieces to the beach just because you can't wear one.
Two pieces.
Let them wear
their swimsuit.
Someone sent me a story of how she was at the beach with her family, right? Mm-hmm. And she sees someone coming up to her. It was a mom from her school, like one of her old students. Yeah. And the mom comes up to her and is like, hi, what are you doing here? And she's like, oh, I'm enjoying time with family. She's like, well, my kids see you in your two-piece.
Girl, get out of my face.
Do you mind changing because they're uncomfortable? It makes me uncomfortable.
I'm sorry that you chose the only beach that I went to this summer, but I'm going to wear my bathing suit.
Right.
And you can just look away.
I don't get the entitlement of you have to still wear what I want you to wear when you're at the beach with your family outside of school over
summer. Make haste out of my face because I'm going to wear what I want to.
Is that not the craziest thing?
I'm going to wear what I want to.
No.
Your girl over here ain't gonna wear no two-piece because I'm thicker than the Snickers. But I'm gonna wear what I want to the beach, and you need to mind the business that pays you during the summertime.
I feel like I draw more of a crowd if I went to the beach. I don't think they'd say it made me uncomfortable. I mean, that's just a depend. You know, I'm throwing out their theory.
He walk on the beach in a t-shirt, and the moms be like, I'm sorry, your t-shirt's making me uncomfortable. Could you take that off?
Can you do that again? I was walking my lawnmower.
Can
you take your shirt off?
Oh my God. Speaking of that, that's something. Okay. Every summer, I'm like, yes, I have like 8 weeks of free time. I can do whatever the heck I want. And I'm like, I'm going to do all these home projects. And I'm going to like put all these cool accent walls in my house. And I'm going to redecorate and organize. And like, I make a game plan to do these things, and then I sit on the couch and watch Netflix.
When you make your game plan, it's during the school year, ain't it?
Yeah.
You made that game plan all the time.
Because you make a game plan. I have no time to do that during the school year, so I'm like, I'm going to do it in the summertime. And then, you know, summertime rolls around, and I'm like, I'm tired.
You make a game plan, and then, like, the first day of summer, you sit down, and you're like, oh, there's all these new shows on Netflix.
Okay.
Yeah. Ooh. Nah, I'd be watching the same shows over and over again.
Hey, all I gotta say is Netflix got one more price change before I bust out my VCR.
So what has Netflix actually gave us?
Lately. Netflix, y'all.
What are we really?
Stranger Things season 4.
That's Season 4 was scary.
It was so good.
It was very good.
I heard it was scared in all of the first three seasons. I heard.
The mid-season finale, and I'm like not going to give any spoils, don't worry, but like I was on the edge of my seat. Avery was trying to talk to me, and I was like, not now, Avery, not now. I have to watch this.
Nah. Yeah, see, people think teachers like are, well, even then, people think teachers are like going out and living their lives in the summer. Really, we're all being little gremlins on our couches underneath my blanket cave and eating a bag of cheese puffs. So, you know, if you need to find me, that's where I'll be.
Yeah, and if you're a parent, your kids, you know, you're like, I'll allow it. Just run around. Don't kill each other on accident, but don't bother me either. Just run around.
On accident or on purpose.
Sometimes my daughter will be in her room and I yell from the living room, are you still in the house? Are you still here? Because I'm like, I ain't heard from you in an hour.
Now, I tell you what they do. They send them to summer camp with me. So now they're at camp while y'all
free. Tell me about your summer camp.
I get asked to teach summer camp every year, and every year I turn. No, I'm like, well, for one thing, I try to help when I can, but like doing all this, I'm really busy. And like this year, I felt so like they make you feel so guilty when you don't say yes. They're like, don't you love the children? I'm like, yes, I love them at their homes.
Not, not I don't love the children.
Away from my face in the summer.
So wait, Barry, you do summer camp in the summer?
Yeah. So last summer I did Camp CMS. I had 7 schools at Feed Into Me.
How many kids were there?
I had to be registered. It was about maybe 400 something.
Oh, my God. And then through the school system?
Yes, the school. Okay. Yep, and I had they called it camp. That was the funny. Yeah, they called it Camp CMS. It was another school year. That's literally what it was. Wow. And I had an extensions program. So you know, I had ESO extensions. I had ECS classes and all that. 3 of them. It was fun. It was fun. We made it fun.
Okay.
We made it fun.
Barry, I feel like everything you do at your school, you make it fun.
Well, what's the alternative?
Yeah.
See, that's a good answer.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I thought about, like, I hadn't thought about going back into education, but now that I see a good admin before me, before my eyes, I might.
Can I teach at your school?
You can always come back. You can always come as well.
Sweet. All right. I'm moving. Jordan, we're moving.
I mean, you know, I would never say no to y'all moving to North Carolina because North Carolina.
Listen, Becca starts showing up at my door every day. No, I'm kidding.
All right, it's time for our play date.
I'm like, I'm not home.
Play date.
Y'all made fun of me like a few weeks ago because I said something about like two students in high school having a play date. And you're like, why are you?
Yeah, we did.
Becca's like, how does that work?
I guess you just play video games.
Is that not like what you would call it? I don't know.
No, we hang out.
But like, I don't know, it's like the same thing, right? Like you hang out as little kids,
I think of a play date as like coming over, playing with my toys and like Barbies and stuff.
My 4-year-old will have.
Hanging out, we're going to sit and watch Netflix together.
I will forever call us hanging out like together at the podcast stuff as our play date. And you can't change.
We about to veto that just like that. Britney Spears headset. I ain't gonna go.
I really
want to see that. I want to see you with that.
Oh my God!
I'll do a Britney Spears dance.
Okay, something else that I know teachers do over the summer. So I'm not the only one that gets booted out of my classroom every freaking year and gets moved to a new room.
Change classrooms.
Literally, like I'll have to pack up all of my things and move them to a different room and unpack all of my things. And anyone who's seen my classroom, like if you've seen it on Instagram or TikTok or whatever,
nice.
Load
like,
it.
I load that up because like who wants to go sit in a jail cell all day? No one.
Right.
So like I'm gonna put all my rainbow banners up and I'm gonna put up all my flexible seating and stuff. But like that takes time to put together. So last summer I got moved from the elementary side of the building over to the middle school side of the building, and like it's literally the opposite ends of the school. So they moved all my stuff and I literally spent the entire summer just like putting everything back up. And I was like, please, Lord God, let me stay in this room this year.
Okay.
Like, I don't want to pack again.
One teacher sent me a story and said they made her move classrooms She changed all her stuff to the other classroom, and they came back and was like, oh, you can go back to your other classroom.
Yeah, I'd be like, no, I'm staying.
Oh, no.
Staying here.
Shame on those admin. Yeah. As my teachers, yeah. As my teachers from my school go, Mr. White, you made us. No, I didn't do that. Yeah.
Mind your business.
That's above my pay grade.
We also need to talk about that a lot of teachers work two jobs over summer.
Yes, oh my God, they really do.
A lot of teachers work two jobs over summer.
We've talked about that a lot. If you still don't get it, I don't know. You're just not listening to us. Right. I don't know. But there's a lot of, not only that, but when you look at the younger school teachers, like elementary and middle, there's a lot of teachers that are still teaching in year-round schools, too.
That's correct.
Yeah. That's so crazy, year-round school.
But they have a lot of breaks.
I was going to say, I think I would like that system better, actually.
Yeah. I wish they had year-round for high school, because I think I would like that, too. But for those that like might not be aware of like what a year-round school is, you know, they basically go to school for 9 weeks, and they have, what, 3 or 4
weeks? Like 2 weeks.
2 weeks? Okay, I wasn't sure.
And then they have like a 6-week break for like summer or something like that.
Yeah, and it's like seriously year round, and there's like a bunch of different tracks. So some kids are in school whilst others are off, and it's just kind of 9 weeks and then a couple of weeks off and then another 9 weeks in school and another few weeks. So they don't really have a summer break. So those teachers don't even have summer off. They get smaller breaks throughout the year.
I don't know if I would like that mental.
I ain't about that life.
I just feel like I need a mental cleanse.
See, for me, I feel like I would like that because I get that mental cleanse of those children more frequently. Because I feel like it's like when you're in that stretch of like from February after President's Day weekend until spring break, because we all know we hate March because it's the longest month of the school year.
That's my birthday.
From February... From President's Day weekend until my spring break was like literally the third week in April, I was about to kill myself. Like, I hate to say that, but like, it was rough this year.
Right, right, right.
So, it's something else. So, I feel like having a 2-week break in between quarters would be nice.
Note to admin, beginning February, collect some funds. Let's put some donuts and coffee and, you know, in between those breaks.
Yeah,
maybe some therapists in the building.
Yeah. Can we get a therapy dog?
Let's get some treats.
What do you think of therapy dogs?
Why are we asking Barry like he's our admin? Get a therapy dog.
Well, our last guest that we had, like when we were recording yesterday, he has a therapy dog in his classroom. Nala.
In the classroom.
Yeah, Josh. It's Josh Monroe.
Oh, Josh.
Monroe.
Yeah, Josh. What's up, Josh?
He has his dog in the classroom. The therapy dog.
I didn't know that. That's super cool.
Yeah, he's got a therapy dog.
Really cute. Would you add one in Charlotte? I'd come visit your school.
Okay. We have to.
He said okay.
Well, no. I was the one to know. Okay.
Barry's
no,
teacher's okay.
Let's think this through a little bit.
Barry, I'm trying to pull up on your school anyway. I'm trying to see what it's like.
No, I'm going to get a goldfish. I'm going to get a tank. We're going to have a tank. I'm going to have a tank.
Goldfish die fast, though.
They do be die fast.
Give me a fish that doesn't die. It doesn't need attention.
A beta fish?
Beta fish as well. I'm going to get a beta fish and I'm put it in a tank. And I'm going to put it right in front of the school.
This is the therapy beta fish.
You can only get
one, though, because beta fish are, like, really aggressive to each other.
Really aggressive. Okay, give me
Becca, how do you know that? I feel like that's common knowledge.
Oh.
I knew that.
I was, like, dumb in school. I didn't even pay attention. We already
Today, class, we're
going
to learn about the aggressive beta fish.
You should have seen me yesterday. They were talking about geography and math. I was like, man, look, I played basketball in high school. I ain't paying attention to that stuff.
Nah, but seriously, those summer jobs. Like, I can't remember a single year that I did not work through the summer. Like, even during the school year, like, all year round, I had at least, like, 2-3 jobs at a time. Like, whether it was, like, because I would teach full-time, I coached a high school speech and debate team, and then I would work at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Turn up.
Ugh. Listen. I'm sick of, I love y'all high school, but I'm sick of y'all's 20 top tables on Friday nights after the football games where you don't tip but like 10 cents. So if you don't have the money, don't go out to eat. Yeah.
Well, here's another thing that teachers do over summer break. We got to get CEUs and go to conferences, professional development. Okay. You actually just came from the Teacher Heart Out Conference.
That's right.
So that's something that I don't think people realize because they're like, oh, teachers just sit around for 2 months. Now, we got a lot of professional development that we have to do. And we actually did a professional development for a new curriculum last year. And we sat through like 2 days of 8-hour training. And then like the next week they were like, oh, we're not using that curriculum.
I was so mad.
You just wasted 2 days of my summer break. And they're like, this is the new curriculum we're doing. And we didn't even have time to learn the new curriculum.
Oh my
because
God.
They didn't have it ready until school started.
Yeah, we hate that. Hate that for you.
And if anyone, yeah, at least at the high school level, if anyone is planning on teaching AP classes, you know, every so often you have to go to those trainings as well. And that's another few days. And it's really a lot. And if it's a teacher that knows they're going to be teaching a new class over summer, a lot of times they're going to be researching that, lesson planning. Many teachers, most teachers do work over the summer on teacher things. And remember, we're not paid for that.
And you got to pay for your own. When they go to them conferences and stuff, the school does not, to my knowledge, the school don't pay for you to go to conferences to get your CEUs.
We were fortunate enough in our district or in our county that they offer a lot of free CEU courses classes and things like that, which is great. But I know a lot of counties aren't that way. And they require teachers every so often or every so many years, they have to renew their licenses. And you have to have CEUs and credits to go towards that license renewal. And there's just so many counties that are say like, hey, you have to take these credits, you have to take these courses, but you have to pay for it. It has to come out of your, you have to either travel to the place
and
or pay for the admission.
Is so differently specific about like what counts and what doesn't.
Exactly.
So and Barry, don't you switch, like some of y'all, like the fifth grade teachers might switch to like second grade.
Yeah, we definitely have a shuffle.
Like how does that work? Levels. Like do y'all, like does the district say like, hey, you got to change them to this grade, or do y'all like move them according to like whatever your needs are for the school, or how does that work?
No, it's the latter. Yeah, typically based on the needs. But well, a lot of times what we like to do is ask, right? Just say, okay, what was your preference?
Sometimes they don't ask, they just pop
they don't just do exactly what they need to do. Yeah. But in some cases, you know, when it's everything's pretty going well, a teacher might have mentioned to you once or twice during the observation, hey, just thinking about, you know, if I wanted to change grade levels, like we switched out did some trading as well. You know, K-5 campus, we had fifth grade coming third, kindergarten go to second.
Right.
But it was because that's what they wanted.
That's what they wanted.
And then also sometimes it's what's best for them based on how that team looks. Right?
Okay.
So let's say maybe the team wasn't exactly 100% the greatest. So maybe we got to switch it up a little bit. Try to, you know, put a little change in the culture.
Right.
So sometimes it's like based on the school need. Also, sometimes it's based on the preference. But then it's based on just the personnel.
Right.
Not all teams flourish together.
I'm trying to come work at Barry School.
No, the year that I left, my first school that I taught at, it was like a shuffle year. So like I had taught second grade 3 years at that school and fifth grade for like a half a year there. But that year they moved like everybody. Like kindergarten went to fifth grade, a fifth grade went down to first grade, grade went to fourth. Like it was like, you know, a good probably 10 people got shifted. And they were mad.
And sometimes they don't have a choice, right?
Right.
Because I've thought about teaching fifth grade. Like if I go back to teaching, I've thought about teaching fifth grade. But if I'm at a school and they try to move me down to first grade, I cannot do the little kids. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. No, it was. I mean, when they moved, I got moved in the middle of a school year, and I've told this before, but like they literally collapsed my classroom. They split up my kids into the other three second grade rooms. And a teacher had quit, so I was the only one that was licensed to teach up to fifth grade, and they moved me to fifth in January. So that was, like, really tough, and I was terrified. But then I ended up liking it, and now I teach fifth grade all the time. So it's like, you know, sometimes it seems bad in the moment, and then once you actually do it, it's, you know, you might like it. So
yeah.
And that's a real thing to acknowledge, right? The anxiety behind it. Because a lot of times we think about the anxiety is only with new teachers, but even you got seasoned vets.
Yeah.
I was teaching fifth grade all my life, but then we did a job swap one day, and I went to kindergarten.
Oh, gosh, Barry.
Oh, my goodness.
Imagine me in kindergarten.
Right.
You know what I mean?
They're like...
Yeah,
Mr. White, like they got all the way up.
Yeah, they were so mad at me that they didn't teach not a lesson. I was on the floor playing with them the whole time.
That'd be fun.
I love it.
I'm also really excited. I'm now not the only one that talks with their hands a lot, and it makes me really happy.
Barry talk with his hands a lot.
Yeah, it's New York
as soon
thing,
as he ran into the microwave or thing, microwave you know. Microphone.
Becca, what?
I know.
I ran into the microwave.
Did you drink your chai tea this morning?
Yes, I did.
So maybe you need some more.
You know what? I will walk across the street and go get more. So, you know, my dad's first language is Hebrew, and like the same makawe is like a how are you? And my husband always like microwave, like as a way to just like be funny.
Avery.
And so anytime I like start to say it, it's just in my brain to say microwave.
You know, that thing that's underrated, teachers do in the summer? Look for jobs. You know how many, yeah. you know how much interviews I got lined up?
Right.
Still trying to, that's they crazy. Either switching schools or are they looking for, you
Well,
know?
You give advice because we've had a lot of people ask us, what advice would you give for to either hunting. A first year teacher who's mm-hmm. interviewing or just a teacher in general for interviewing? So y'all as admin, when y'all interview somebody, like what are you looking for when you interview?
Absolutely. So one thing you want to know is that while you are trying to sell yourself, like from an admin view, we typically the teacher's trying to sell themselves. Right. But same time, I would like my advice to anybody new or seasoned vet looking to seeking a new job. Also, remember the school needs to sell themselves to you. Right. You also got to make sure that's a fit for you. So right. you might just be trying to get
that's
out somewhere.
A good
but
point. I've never heard anyone say that.
That's a good
it's,
point.
It's a reality because what happens is a lot of times you just want to get out, maybe get out of a situation. Oh, just you know, your times. I want to go somewhere different. And when you go to that next place, you end up that next summer looking for somewhere else. And that doesn't look good long term.
Right.
So how
right.
you get, negate that is you start thinking about, okay, well, how they fit with me. Right. So like we like to do is send them to our website when we interview. Like, hey, when I send out an email, you know, set up an interview. Hey, you know, check out this website. You know, look at this, you know, and see
check
if this
would
be
school,
a better fit
kinda, yeah.
for you. So then when you come to us and we ask you all the questions about, you know, what's your pedagogy and classroom management? At least you know back in my okay, this would be a good fit for me just from
what they asking.
At least from what I'm seeing, right?
Right.
Prior to. So I think that's an important tip to know about that. If the school isn't really selling themselves to you, it should go both ways. You want to market because you want to get the best teachers, right?
Yeah, and,
right.
And honestly, like when I first graduated, I call it my little existential crisis because like I had this game plan of what I was going to do. And then after I graduated in May, I hadn't gotten any jobs until like, you know, almost end of July. Mm-hmm. And I was desperate.
Oh,
like I wanted a job so bad because I was like, what am I going to do? I'm going to be unemployed for a year. I'm going to substitute teach for like, and I don't, you know, nothing against substitute teaching, but like, you know, I got a degree for a reason. I wanted to be a classroom teacher.
Right.
And I ended up like applying at a district that, you know, had a very high turnover rate of teachers. And I got the job and I was like all excited about this job. And then that ended up being like my torment for the next 3 years.
Yeah.
All because I rushed into a job thinking that I had no other options. So, you know, I like that you said, you know, make sure it fits for you.
Yeah. And then just on the other note, too, just when we go to the interview, you find one that you like. I mean, you start off when they, you know, what questions do you have for us? And you can start off by saying, hey, well, really, I just want to tell you why I was attracted to the school. I tell you a lot of times in interviews, I've never heard someone tell us, why are you specifically attracted to this school as opposed to you just looking to find somewhere, right?
Right.
So that kind of gives you a leg up when you're saying, I specifically, you know, I saw the school in XYZ. And I think this is what attracted me here.
Right.
It makes us feel special, right? It makes you want to feel special.
You like that,
right?
You
want to
feel special.
And it also stands out as like, I want to be at this school, not just I want a job, like just like what Lauren was talking about.
Exactly.
And it more looks like someone who's willing to stay long term rather than someone who will transfer out the next year.
Right. It's super cool to have an admin perspective.
I'm
liking this.
7 years fifth grade teacher, y'all, just so y'all remember that.
Right.
Only 2 years in vice principal.
But you know what's cool is that you spent 7 years in the classroom and you seem like the type of admin that you try to remember what it was like for you as a teacher in the classroom. I think sometimes as teachers, we feel like admin, they're really detached from the classroom and they don't remember what it was like being in the classroom. So some of the things that are placed on us, we're like, remember when you were in the classroom, it was hard to do, you know, to do those things. So it sounds like you are a very conscious admin that kind of pays attention to the needs of their staff and the culture of your school. And you know what I'm saying? I think that's I think it's good for our followers to see that because we do talk about admin a lot and we do talk about our negative experiences with admin, and a lot of our followers have sent us their negative experiences with admin. So I think it's really good for people to see a good admin on the show.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, because the biggest thing when I was transitioning, like that's what I was hearing, like, oh man, I don't want to get disconnected, because you know that feel when you got your
own
morning meet, that call and response, like with that feel of you with that adrenaline, just get you going, right? So one thing that I was super attentional about, and I would have my some of my partners or mentees at my school walk with me each morning, starting from August all the way till now.
Yeah.
Your teachers you watch and comment, you know, some people in my school, they notice. And then at first, it might have been as receptive. So what I do is every single morning, I'll go through each hallway, go to each door, unlock it, And as soon as I come, good morning, Miss So-and-so. Good morning, class. Because in my classroom, you know how you do that good morning, you get that rush back. Yeah. The kids was giving it to me, but as opposed to me giving one classroom, I was getting it every single classroom. And at first, it may seem like, oh, you know, you're coming in. But then you fast forward, when I'm going to hit them, keys jiggling. And then soon I open up the kindergarten door, good morning, Miss Now it's a game. They beat me too.
I expect it.
But they expect it now. And it's like, it's got that emotion. It keeps us feeling that joy of
that
being
so
connected
sweet.
To the students. And the teachers appreciate that.
Did you have somebody mentor you as an admin? Like, did you have, or did you kind of go into it, like, with that kind of mentality? Or did you have somebody that was, like, a mentor to you, admin-wise?
So, yes, I did. So, I did have, I always reference this, when I was at Ashley Park, phenomenal leader, Megan Loftus. And what kind of changed my view on admin, I was like, okay, this is something I want to, you know, duplicate, or I want to, you know, take to the next level.
Right.
Is that I saw, this is what she did, Tickley. She came in, you know, they do the observations, right? They come in, the clipboard, you know, X, Y, Z. But
with them Megan, loud keys.
Them loud keys, right? The walkie turned up, so you know you're hearing everything. So, you know, she'll come in and she'll, you know, do the observe. But the difference was when she was in my classroom, you know, I'm expecting her to take notes and then maybe, you know, put a sticky note and leave. No, she just thought, hey, Mr. White, can I interject for 1 second? Yes. And we will start team teaching right there on the spot, though. I mean, but then what got me was I'm looking and I'm going, as she's going through it, I'm saying, wait, I didn't think of, that's really good.
Yeah.
So I really actually, that actually was meaningful as opposed to something just surface level.
That's what's
like,
up,
oh,
right?
You know, watch the management. So then she'll come back and she'll pull small groups, right? She'll have, like, literally sitting in my classroom, then scripted out small groups. Having at the table while I'm sitting over there.
That's
another table.
Is this her observation?
This is like principal. This is
she's just
she
coming
she
in.
Yeah.
Just, like, just decided to
just
do this?
Just
that is awesome.
Exactly. Now, when I, you know, I'm on the other side of the curtain, and I see the list of things that go through my emails from the second I get in that building.
Right.
And I said, she still had time to do that? That just inspired me even more. Oh, no. I'm going to bridge that gap. Like, I'm going to close this gap admin and teachers.
That is
like,
so great.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, like, when you have such a good and supportive admin, like, that also changes what teachers, like, feel like they can or cannot do over summer. Like, do they have to do extra last-minute plans for a brand-new grade? Or do they last year, last summer, I was literally in California on a business trip, and I had my admin calling me about a parent from the spring semester that wanted to see if they could raise their kid's grade 3 points to an A. Like, I had admin calling me every day while I was on vacation about, well, this mom really wants to see if we can meet. About, I'm in California.
It sounds like summer
break.
And so
it really makes such a difference when you have good, supportive admin.
Mm. Right.
It just does.
Right.
It does.
So, our cameramen are over here giving us the wrap it up symbol. So we got 2 more episodes with Barry, so we will be able to continue the conversation in a different kind of way. But it's cool to have you on the podcast. It's great for our listeners to see an example of a good admin.
Absolutely.
We love y'all. We'll see y'all next episode.
Bye,
best friends.